You're listening to Bodhi Light Tales, the podcast for mindful people on the go. Hello, this is Miao Guang. Today's Bodhi Light Tale is A Lie Becomes Truth. Once upon a time, there lived a mother and her son, Nora and Miles. Nora owned an embroidery business, and Miles worked as her sales rep. Nora's embroidery was well known in their community. One day, Nora was working at home. Suddenly, her neighbor came over and said, "Oh, Nora, I just heard terrible news. Miles has killed someone on the West Street." Nora looked up from her embroidery and replied, "Nonsense! My son would never kill anyone." Without saying anything anymore, she calmly returned to her weaving. Not long after, another neighbor came by and said, "Nora, bad news! Your son killed someone." This time, Nora stopped her weaving and thought, "Could it be true? I don't think so." She waved her hand and replied, "No way. Why would Miles kill someone? You must be talking about someone else." Still believing that her son would not kill anyone, Nora returned to her weaving. 2 hours later, one of her friends came to the house and said, "Something really bad has happened. Miles killed someone on the West Street." Now feeling uneasy, Nora stopped her weaving and said, "Is this true?" Her friend nodded. In a panic, Nora grabbed her purse and rushed to West Street. When she got to the crime scene, Miles was nowhere to be found. After asking the police officers in charge, she found out that the killer was someone also called Miles, but it was not her son. Greatly relieved, Nora returned home. This story highlights how dangerous rumors can be. Even the trust implicit in the relationship between mother and son can be put to the test with a simple rumor. There is even a saying that a lie repeated 30 times becomes true. In this story, Nora was at first unmoved by the rumors regarding her son. However, when she heard that her son had killed someone for the third time, doubt began to set in her mind. There is another saying, "If you throw enough mud, some will stick." In other words, too many rumors can sow confusion over what is right and wrong, true or false. Sadly, in today's world, such rumors disguised as factual news are commonplace. Someone once told the following story. During a war, planes were set to attack with bombs. Once the alert of imminent danger was sent out, someone would ask, "How many planes are coming?" Another person would answer, 9 planes. As radio communications at that time were difficult, the message passed on and turned into 19 planes. As the message was passed along to a third person, the next number became 90 planes. With only 3 people involved, the message was misheard twice, and the total number of planes became completely distorted. This is how misleading and dangerous a simple rumor can be. We must always remember that virtuous people will write, speak, and conduct themselves with dignity and honesty. If our society lacks morality and virtue, it would be like the story of Nora and Miles. Rumors would spread endlessly. There is another saying, "A good deed goes unnoticed, but scandal spreads fast." Every day, there are people in society who do good deeds, but no one is seemingly interested as it is often rarely reported. However, When someone makes a mistake, it is often front-page news and widely reported. Bad situations are made worse, making people fearful and anxious. In looking after ourselves as well as society, we must take responsibility for not spreading false and hurtful rumors. We must cultivate the practice of distinguishing between right and wrong. It is only by working together that we can create a harmonious world. Just as Venerable Master Xing Yun says, to urge others to be good, you must first be upright yourself. That is, do what I do is better than do what I say. To dispute rumors, you must first be upstanding. That is, facts speak louder than words.
This is Miao Guang. Thank you for listening to Bodhi Light Tales. Subscribe to Bodhi Light Tales and have stories delivered to you every week. May your day be filled with happiness and wisdom.